Liverpool's secondary school in Actonville, Benoni, has been plunged into darkness since the 23rd of April, exposing the Gauteng Department of Education's failure to support schools financially and disrupting teaching and learning. The DA has called for accountability, urging the public protector to investigate this ongoing crisis plaguing our education system. During the recent oversight inspection at Liverpool Secondary School, the DA found that, despite repeated denials from the GDE, 1,172 learners are being taught in the dark. Teachers are struggling to print learning and teaching materials, and smart boards cannot be used because the electricity has been cut. With examinations starting on the 20th of May, the school is clearly ill-equipped to cope. To make matters worse, the water pressure at the school has been dropped to a trickle and learners queue to use basic sanitation facilities. Financially, the school is on the brink of collapse, facing a monthly municipal bill of 90,000 rand and an outstanding debt of 495,000. This, coupled with a 64 budget cut from 1.1 million to 372,000 rand. With school fee collections below 40%, the school cannot survive. The DA has repeatedly cautioned the department about shifting its financial responsibilities to schools that are ill-equipped to handle this function. However, the GDE has chosen to ignore this warning, relying instead on denial, excuses, and ridiculous suggestions that schools should fundraise to pay their bills. This cannot continue. Lesufi's government must account for every lesson missed due to electricity cuts and for denying our learners access to basic sanitation at Liverpool Secondary School and many other schools subjected to cuts due to unpaid utility bills. Strong financial management and accountability leadership are essential to fix Gauteng's education crisis, and the DA is the only party that can deliver for the benefit of every learner in Gauteng.